Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the story of Teams Buckwheat and a lithium mine. The protagonists are Patrick Donnelly, Nevada State Director for the Center for Biological Diversity, and Dave Skinner, reporter for Range Magazine. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Patrick Donnelly. He is the Nevada State Director for the Center for Biological Diversity, and Dave Skinner, who is a reporter for Range Magazine. Welcome to you both. Pleasure to have you both here. Let's start out with you, Patrick, because this is in response to an interview that I did with the president of Ioneer Corporation, which is trying to build the mine near Tonopah that will produce lithium, a much needed metal for all kinds of electronic devices. And you wrote to me and asked if you could be on the program to talk about it, because your center is opposed based on Teams Buckwheat, which is a plant that only grows in that area. So let's start out with, explain to me, you know, what the situation is, how long you've known about Teams Buckwheat, and what the objections are to the lithium mine.
Yeah, well, thank you for making this happen today, Sam. I appreciate you bringing us on to hear our perspective on the issue. Nevada is an incredibly unique place biologically, because we are home to so many microclimates and so many unique geological substrates. And as a result, we have an abundance of plants here in Nevada that grow nowhere else on Earth. Many of these are wildflowers, annual or perennial wildflowers, and it's part of what makes Nevada's biodiversity so special. And up there in the Silver Peak Range, southwest of Tonopah, where the Rhyolite Ridge Mine proposal is, grows Teams Buckwheat, Eriognum teamii, an extremely rare species of wildflower that grows there in the Silver Peak Range and nowhere else on Earth. It grows in just 10 acres of land. That's the entire global habitat for this wildflower. And I was actually made aware of it due to a BLM whistleblower. This was a staff member at the BLM Tonopah office who became very concerned about the Rhyolite Ridge Mine and the potential impacts on Teams Buckwheat. And so he essentially directed me toward what I should be looking for and what sort of Freedom of Information Act requests I should be filing. And he ended up paying a pretty serious consequence for that. He was put on unpaid leave for like a year and a half before terminating his employment there. Nonetheless, so I found out about this rare plant. I went out there. We observed really substantial impacts happening to this rare plant just due to the exploration activities. So of course, before you build an enormous mine, you have to do exploration activities where you build roads, drill test holes in order to figure out what the configuration of your mine is going to be. Those exploration activities alone were enough to be threatening the existence of this species. The guy who discovered it, Jerry Team, is a botanist at the University of Nevada, Reno. And in his words, you know, one person on a bulldozer could wipe out this whole species in a single afternoon. That's how vulnerable this species is. And so we got engaged, and sure enough, when you look at Ioneer's plans, the definitive feasibility study they released for the mine, their proposed ore pits, you know, where they would be mining the ore for their mine, completely encompass the team's buckwheat's habitat. So it would be wiped off the face of the earth if they built this mine. And so we did what we do. We petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for Endangered Species Act protection for this rare wildflower. We also did something novel. You know, it turns out, who knew that the state of Nevada has an extremely robust native plant preservation law? Who knew? You know, and this is from on the books from decades ago, and it's kind of, I had to blow some dust off of it, but we ended up submitting the first petition ever submitted under this native plant conservation law in the state of Nevada to obtain state protections for this plant as well. And so, you know, you said, well, why are you opposed to this mine? You know, A, we aren't opposed to lithium mining as a concept. We agree we need to source our lithium sustainably for the renewable energy transition. And B, we aren't categorically opposed to the Rhyolite Ridge mine. If it turns out there's a way to mine the materials needed up there without driving Team's buckwheat to extinction, then there's probably a discussion to be had. But Ioneer has put forward proposals which would just drive this species to extinction. And frankly, there are laws in this country intended to prevent that from happening.
Okay, so let me interrupt here just for a second. So was the whistleblower you were referring to Daniel Patterson?
Yes, Daniel Patterson.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a moment. Also, I should point out that Jerry Team has been a friend of mine for over 40 years. We used to shoot pool together back when we were kids, back in the day. And I have spoken to Jerry about this, and he does not disagree with you that the only place that Team's buckwheat can grow, which is named for him, as he was the one that discovered this plant, and has concerns about some of the research that's being done at UNR to try and preserve this plant. But I do want to state on the record that he has concerns about this as well. He says the reason that Team's buckwheat grows where it does is because it's the only place that has the habitat that works for that. Let me flip things over to Dave Skinner, who is a reporter, as I mentioned, for Range Magazine, who wrote an extensive piece on Daniel Patterson and also on Team's buckwheat. And Dave, can I get your input on this and tell us about the piece that you wrote? And take your time. Obviously, I gave Patrick the stage here. It's your turn. So let's talk about Daniel Patterson and also about Team's buckwheat.
And I've been watching the environmental movement for a long time. Back in the early 2000s, I think I collected hundreds of press releases from Daniel Patterson, not Dan Patterson, but Daniel Patterson, who was, you know, with the Southwest Center for Biological Diversity and then the Center for Biological Diversity. And, you know, it's basically the same thing that Patrick is doing now. But what happened is Politico came out, they flew out some reporters out to Nevada, you know, to do this narrative on, you know, the mine and the Team buckwheat and everything else. And I read that article and I just says, where have I heard that name before? Well, thank goodness for Google Foo and the fact that I have a black belt, which is why I'm wearing my black shirt. And Daniel Patterson is one and the same. And so when you have an environmental activist going to a supposedly unbiased agency to be in charge of whatever, you know, the environmental compliance, my question is, who vetted this guy and who gave him a job? I mean, I can see people rotating out of the agencies. I see lots of people rotate out of the agencies and go to work for special interest group. Very rarely do you see it go the other way. Now, Dan Patterson has got a track record. He's not just some kind of humble whistleblower. Now, as far as Teams Buckwheat is concerned, you know, we've had these climatic changes, and a lot of these rare species in the West are affected by, you know, the loss of glaciation. Nevada's been a desert for at least 10,000 years, since the end of the Ice Age. And so what you're going to have is you're going to have plants as they propagate or as they become isolated from it. And this is the basic concept of conservation biology. You're going to have these plants isolate themselves. But when you really get down to it, buckwheat, there's 250 different species of these things. I've seen gardening manuals, they talk about, well, you should go get some buckwheat and plant it in your sustainable xeriscape garden or whatever they call it. So it's not really that big a deal. The other thing is the mining company is, you know, giving you and I a bunch of money to see if they can propagate these things. And does it have to be on the habitat, you know, that specific habitat? If the point is to save the species, why would the Southwest Center, I mean, why would the Center for Biological Diversity or anyone object to a propagation effort? And that brings me to the problem with the Endangered Species Act. If it's listed, nobody can touch that plant except the feds, the anemic, underfunded feds. You know, peregrine falcons are a really good example of this. You had the peregrines before the endangered species, they had an exemption. You have private owners of peregrine falcons, now you got them up the wazoo. So the same thing can happen with the buckwheat. As long as it's not listed, private parties, you know, I don't know if they have to get a collection permit from the agency, and they have to also make sure that it's not one of those buckwheats that turns into a weed. That's also an issue. But buckwheats are relatively easy to grow, just as long as you don't water them too much and you cool the seeds for a certain period of time. And the fact in the rest, in a lot of the Midwest, certain species of buckwheat are basically an agricultural pest, so it's huge seed contaminant. USDA's weed of the week, whatever you want to call it. I'm not saying I don't like buckwheat, but I'm just saying that under the law, you know, this is like this, the buckwheat is being used as a surrogate. And I'm sorry, Daniel, you know, you'll say, oh, we don't object to mining as a principle. But the fact is, you've got a surrogate, you know, kind of like a vegetative spotted owl in this case, to block this mine. And lithium itself, that's a critical defense material. I'll talk about that later, Sam, but let's just switch it back over.
Okay, and let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll give Patrick the stage after this timeout. We'll be right back.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnette, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Patrick Donnelly. He's the Nevada State Director for the Center for Biological Diversity, and Dave Skinner, reporter for Range Magazine. And Dave has an extensive article in the current edition of Range Magazine, which you can find online as well as buying a copy, that talks about this whole issue. So, Patrick, let's start out. Do you want to respond to what Dave has said in the previous segment?
Well, I appreciate that Dan Patterson has been a controversial figure for many years across the southwestern United States. There's no doubt about that. As to why BLM hired him, you know, if I was a BLM manager, I probably wouldn't hire a Center for Biological Diversity employee myself. So I can't speak to all that, but it's really beside the point. You know, the Dan Patterson issue is how I found out about this, you know, 2 years ago. But at this point, you know, we have a mine and we have an endangered plant, and that's the issue on the table. And I want to get to this topic of, you know, what is saving a species? This has really come up both with this mine and with the Long Canyon mine out near Wendover, where they're going to wipe out a fish's habitat and stick the fish in a fish tank somewhere and
save. Glad you said that.
Save the fish. So let me finish, because the Endangered Species Act is very clear. Section 2B says, the purposes of this act are to provide a means whereby the ecosystems upon which endangered species depend may be conserved. The ecosystems upon which endangered species depend. And so, you know, we can argue about whether or not the Endangered Species Act is a good thing, and whether or not American people support it, which they overwhelmingly do, but the letter of the law, and that is the law of the land, whether we like it or not, is to conserve the ecosystems upon which these species depend, not just the species themselves.
Okay, Dave, jump in.
Yeah, you got to remember the Endangered Species Act, you know, this is one of those things where Congress is only as smart as its dumbest members, and there are some real boneheads in Congress. In 73, when it was passed, it was basically written by four guys. One of them I know is an environmental animal rights guy in Georgia. The other guy was, you know, like the heir of some big fortune in the Teddy Roosevelt days and all that conservation kind of thing. But it was four congressional staffers that wrote this in the cafeteria downstairs, right? So they go through committee, it gets these unanimous votes, nobody reads it. They care so little about it, it sits on Nixon's file cabinet until the last possible minute. The staff calls and says, hey, did you sign that thing yet? So, I mean, it was passed by an incredibly, incredibly careless Congress. You know, oh, Endangered Species Act is a good thing. And it is, to a point. Yes, I have no problem with that. But the way it's written, it was written, you know, I mean, and we didn't find out about that until Tellico Dam and everything were, you know, the only thing that's not covered by the Endangered Species Act is insects that are pests, like mosquito. Like you got the Deli Sands flower loving fly, you know, it stops a $1 trillion freeway for no good reason. And, you know, it was a law written by pretty much in secret. And Congress wasn't paying attention, it got passed. And then finally people figured out, wow, is this law what it really means? And the judges went, yeah, it is. And Congress has been spineless ever since then. And the fact is, groups like, you know, the Center for Biological Diversity, the litigation that they're able to hang on this thing, it's crazy. I mean, just the grizzly bear joke. I mean, I live in Montana, we've got grizzlies. They're coming out of the mountains, or, you know, and again, we're fine with grizzly, but, you know, you got to set aside $21 million worth of land and forego all that activity for the survival of one bear sow. And the thing is, you know, bears don't really care that much about humans. You can think about back in the 60s, when they were eating at the dumps, they were using the roads. Well, let's say you can't use roads. I mean, it just, The Endangered Species Act needs to be reformed, but with all the politics, it's not going to happen.
Okay,
that's right, and that's why what I'm saying is I think your line of discussion there is completely tangential and beside the point to the discussion about Team's buckwheat and the Rhyolite Ridge Mine. The Endangered Species Act polls at 90% approval. That means most Republicans approve of the Endangered Species Act. Can Congress, Republicans in Congress have tried to raise it over and over and over again, and they failed every time because the American public overwhelmingly supports conserving endangered species, conserving the grizzly bears in your backyard, conserving this little rare wildflower in the middle of Nevada. The public supports that. They want us to pursue protections for these species.
That's at what cost?
Explain that. Biodiversity, you know, the abundance of all these species on our planet is why we have clean air to breathe and clean drinking water and food to eat. If we didn't have biodiversity, we would not exist as a species. And we are in the middle of a global extinction crisis right now where species are winking out. Every day we lose species across this earth. And that comes at the peril of our own existence here. We need to stop the extinction crisis. And for us, you know, yeah, we're drawing a line in the sand around Team's buckwheat and saying we're not going to drive species to extinction just so an Australian shady mining outfit that trades at 12 cents a share right now and is really just a speculative instrument for some traders, you know, so they can destroy some land to get their minerals cheaper.
Okay, so hang on a second here.
Yeah. I
don't know where you get the idea that this is a shady mining outfit. They've spent, I believe, somewhere in the region of $80 million on exploration for this mine already. And in talking to various members of the mining industry throughout the state of Nevada, when I was doing my research on this company, the stock price is at the price it is because at this point they are not producing the mineral. And so at a point where they would get the funding to go forward and then actually produce lithium, then the stock price would be greatly increased. So I think that's totally out of line to call them a shady operation. There is no basis for that I have come across in any of my research on them. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got one more segment right after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're back with Dave Skinner, reporter for Range Magazine, and Patrick Donnelly, the Nevada State Director for Center for Biological Diversity. Dave, you got the last 45 seconds for you here.
Okay, well, I guess I'd like to just wrap up by saying, you know, the Endangered Species Act doesn't allow society a choice of whether or not, you know, what their options might be to save a species or to produce a valuable mineral. Right now, it's left totally up to environmental groups like the Center for Biological Diversity when they get their stuff. I mean, we need lithium. We'd like to keep the buckwheat too, and I think that's very easy to do. UNR is doing a good job.
Okay, and Patrick?
Well, I'm going to agree with Dave on his central point there. The Endangered Species Act does not leave us a choice. It is the national policy of this country to stop extinction and prevent the extinction of species. And so we're just going to have to figure out a way to produce our lithium without driving species to extinction. And in the meantime, we're going to be using the full power of the law and the courts to ensure that happens.
I just have to ask you one quick question, Patrick. Is there any place, whether there's lithium there or not, but any place in the state of Nevada that you would be welcoming a lithium producing mine?
There is new technology that would allow brine extraction, like we currently have in Clinton Valley, without evaporating the water. It uses an electrolysis process to generate lithium from brine. Seems to us that that's a very promising technology. It wouldn't waste water and it wouldn't destroy landscapes. So yeah, I think there's a lot of room for technological innovation and forward movement to get the lithium that we acknowledge we all need for the future.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, both of you, thank you very much. A great discussion. I really appreciate it. And you're both welcome back anytime. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.